News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, baby. It is time to bring it. The green-eyed patriot is on duty now. You're safe. Relax. That's what you need to do is relax. Something big is going on right now. And unlike the professional hosts on, on news talk stations, especially the professional ones that we have here on the mighty WBT, I'm going to tell you every little thing that goes on, even if it's not supposed to be on the radio most of the time. So I am broadcasting from my home studio tonight. And I'm telling you this because I want to make sure that if you hear something that's different, that you know that I'm not trying to pull one over on you. I'm not trying to fake anything, so you'll say, oh, he's not even in the studio. I can tell. Not that you would do that. I don't know, but I just don't ever want to come on and act like I'm trying to hide stuff from you, even little things. The reason that I am at home is because I live so far from the radio station that I needed the equipment here in case something happened and I couldn't get there in time that I could just run in and do it. This is not a thing that's going to be happening every night, but I had something that was important going on tonight and I, you know, didn't want to have to miss the show. So, you know, the world of technology now, I can do this instead. So, Isaac, are you there, Isaac? Please let me know you're there.
I'm here.
Okay, good. So, Isaac, you handle all, or I guess Lonnie will be handling all the complaint calls and everything, because I'm still going to get those no matter what, right?
Yeah, I got Lonnie handling the complaint calls now.
All right, so not complaining because I'm not in the studio, but just complaining because I'm on. You know, I think people sit and listen to Breaking Brett Jensen, and as soon as he leaves, they're like, okay, now get ready to start complaining. Because the other one is coming in. So, I've been doing the same thing today that I normally do, which is sitting on social media and just getting completely sickened by liberal women who are posting on TikTok and Instagram and all of that. That's pretty much the extent of my job, is listening to liberal women rant on social media and then trying to, you know, present it as cultural news. So that's what I've been doing today, pretty much the whole day. That was it. And I have company this weekend, as one of my friends has come in to spend the weekend with us. And my wife looks at it like, okay, well, you got a little extra time that you're not having to spend driving into Charlotte tonight, so I'm going to need you to get in there and cook dinner. So I'm in the kitchen having to throw, well, of course it was delicious and it was gourmet and all of that because I'm really good at it. But you would think on a big night like this where I don't even know whether, you know, this equipment is going to work or whether my show is just going to have to be silent pretty much for the whole night, you would think she would have a little bit of, I don't know, sympathy for that. But no, get in the kitchen and cook is what she said. So, Isaac, don't ever marry a woman that can't cook as well as you can cook, because she'll use you for the rest of your life. She'll use it. So it is Cleanup Friday, meaning that we'll get to all of the stuff that I didn't have, time to get to through the week. You know, the lunatics from the left that are on the social medias and all that. And then we do have a lot of new material stuff that has broken today. One thing that I want to talk about quickly, because it just has my blood boiling every time I watch it. There's a viral video from a Mets game that happened the other night, and a foul ball goes into the stands, and this older gentleman gets up and he picks up the foul ball, and this this young guy sitting behind him in the row behind him, who is huge, young and big, with a strong back, goes down there to this older guy, grabs the older guy's arm, and as he's holding the ball in his hand, the trashy piece of crap guy jerks it out of the guy's hand, like wrestles it away and snatches it out of his hand, and then laughs about it. It was basically, I don't like to use the term bully too much, because the left has just overly used that and called everybody who disagrees with them bullies and all that. But this was a true traditional bully moment. And I find myself sometimes, you know, I've told you this before, when I watch this type of stuff on social media, I find myself rooting and wishing and hoping for the underdog to just surprise the other one and beat the crap out of him. I wish that old dude would have surprised that guy and knocked him the hell out. I mean, because it was just a blatant, screw you, old man, I want this baseball and I'm taking it. And I would have loved to have seen that old dude. I call him old dude, he's probably my age. You know, but I'm a lot more virile than people my age. Stronger, faster, that old thing. Yeah, I would have probably gone upside the guy's head. I would have gotten arrested in New York, and the guy would have probably gotten the better of me. Because, I mean, he's young and big and trashy. So he doesn't care what happens to him. He's got no... you know, no morals at all. He's just like, I think that he should go to jail and be hit with that sentence that I always talk about that we need to have now, which is that you're going to jail because you don't know how to act. You're being charged with uncivil offenses because you're uncivil. You're uncivilized. You got to go to penitentiary till you learn how to act. And you know why? It's because people's parents aren't telling them how to act. And you know why? Because there aren't many parents in the home with people as they're growing up, especially in New York. Ugh. Gross. But yeah, that dude probably doesn't have a dad that's ever taught him any better or how to respect other people or anything. Just trash. Pure trash. Or if he would have tripped going back to his seat and then just busted his face right there on the concrete, that would have been fun. But again, I'm not a violent person. I don't like to seem like I'm bloodthirsty or anything. But there have been too many instances. We've been going far too long now in our society with people acting that way. And there needs to be some repercussions. That's all I'm saying. Whether the repercussions come from the old guy in this situation or from the Lord. You know, the Lord might want to trip him and bust his face just to wake him up a little bit. You know, the Lord might do something like that. You never know. It'd be funny. You talk about going viral. That would go viral. And I would love that. Okay, so there have been some little issues with alligator Alcatraz in Florida. We're going to cover that. Also, we have Joy Reid again. We got to keep a lookout for her and her just going off the deep end. And a situation where Rosie O'Donnell could be the next target of one of President Trump's defamation lawsuits. And I hope she is. So we'll get all of that covered for you, and then we'll just rip this Friday night apart. All right, so that's all coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
So, broadcasting tonight from the Ritchie Ranch, my home studio, and again, I'm not hiding that from you because I want you to help me out if something is messed up. Like, I don't know, Isaac always wants to play that Friday song that we play, and I don't know if that lines up with whether my microphone is going to pick it up enough to be able to talk over it like a big time DJ and do it the right way. So I guess Isaac, we'll go ahead and try. Are you there, Isaac? Hello, Isaac. Hello, hello, hello.
Isaac here.
Hello, 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 Isaac. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Okay. So, since we have to do this for you every Friday, then let's go ahead and do it and see if I can play big DJ over it. And then if I can't, then you have to do it. All right. Go.
Oh, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Go, go, go. Are you playing it? Is it playing?
I hope you can hear it.
No, I can hear it. So, it's the Friday tradition now on the TJ Ritchie Show on WBT. Get everybody in the right mood for the weekend, especially in the big dangerous city of Charlotte. Even though we live in the big dangerous city of Charlotte, we still love it. We still appreciate it, and we still know how to rock. Did it work? Did that sound right?
Sounded great.
All right, good.
Lonnie's dancing down the hallway.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking for some action, and it's out there somewhere. You can feel the electricity all in the even air. And it may just be more of the same. But sometimes I want to go when everyone knows your name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess I'll have to wait and see.
But I'm just going to let to me. Here we go.
Come on. It's all right. 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 Bright lights never been silly. Bring love to us tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. There you go. I had a bunch of songs that I've been messing around with in my head that might work on a Friday night to get the mood set to have a good time on the weekend. Because you know, I'm a professional at that. You don't know this, young Isaac, but, when we had the, legendary, Ace and TJ show, which is considered the best radio show that's ever been on in Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of people consider it to be the best of anybody ever. And those people that were my family, but no big deal. We used to do a thing on Friday mornings called the world famous Friday morning weekend blast off. And that's all it was just back to back songs of, you know, party songs and chanting, thank God it's Friday and all of that. So I find myself now trying to find little glances of that to throw on WBT. But then we always have to come back to that one that you insist on playing, Isaac.
I can't leave work on a Friday until I hear that song.
All right. Well, I may work up a little something for next Friday to really give kind of a flashback to what a weekend blast off kind of sounded like. If I've still got the energy, I have the energy now. Yeah. Cause I go to that low country mail. Before, I don't know if I would have had the energy to do a mini weekend blast off. But here's what's going on in the state of Florida with my favorite governor and hopefully the president of the United States someday, Governor Ron DeSantis. They built that detention center that everybody who really likes America loved and has loved from the beginning. They built it out, surrounded by swampland, and they call it Alligator Alcatraz, because if you tried to escape from it, chances are you'd be eaten by an alligator. They have illegal aliens who have been captured and awaiting deportation. They have all of them, you know, out there housed. And obviously the liberals, the Marxists, the professional Democrats have tried everything they can to get that shut down. They don't like it because they don't want law enforcement in this country. They don't want law and order in the country. They want chaos. So they've done everything they could possibly do to get this shut down. And so then they got some sort of a block from a liberal judge because of environmental issues. Like they didn't do the, you know, they didn't do their due diligence as far as all of the environmental checklists that you have to go through before you build something. And so then another judge or panel of judges opened it back up. They were like, no, let's put a hold on that. You know, that ruling. So it illustrates with great detail what the environmental movement has always been about. The environmental movement and all of these regulations, and because most of the environmental things that hamper businesses, and they take over land and they block people from building on their land, and all most of that stuff is not law. It's regulations. And regulations are things that act as laws, but they don't go through the process of being introduced into the House and coming out of committee and then going for a full floor vote, then over to the Senate and then to the president to sign into law. They don't go through all of that. They're just regulations. And all of those regulations are put into play because they want to pretend like they're communists and shut down progress as much as possible, whether that's shutting down progress from business and from capitalism, to shutting down laws and things that they don't agree with, like building a detention center in the middle of the swamp. So you see, everything that the Democrats are for has some sort of a hidden meaning behind it, something that's going to benefit them in their quest for complete and total control. Now, luckily, it didn't stick with this one, but they always have those things to go to. And that's why things like the Green New Deal and all of that are established for no reason other than for the government to be in complete control and to deter business and progress. You know, it's just that simple. That's why they call the environmental movement, the protesters and activists and all that, they call them watermelons, because they're green on the outside and red in the middle, red on the inside, like communists. So that's what that's all about. And again, thank goodness that it's, you know, still open for business and it's open for good reasons, because we don't need people in our country being able to break the law willy-nilly and then just live their lives as they see fit. It's the way it goes. It's the way it is. That's the way it goes. Any hairband fans out there know that I just quoted a Tesla song. Isaac, you may want to check on the band Tesla to see if any of that music would fit on Mr. Winterbull's show that you produce.
I'll look into it.
I know that's the kind of music he likes on his show. So there you go. All right. Joy Reid has gone crazy again, or she's been crazy, but she's acting out now. And I think it's time that we try to get a hold of some of her friends and family and get her some help. Get her, what do they call it? Institutionalized. That's what they call it. All right. So we will get into that in just a few minutes. We'll do that coming up next. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Welcome back. If you got something that you want to say, I would like it if somebody could call, see if I can hear you on the phone, since this is my first time doing the show off-site, as they say. Remember, I tried to do it off-site at that Charlotte Knights game that night, and then the equipment failed right as my show started. So, wah-wah. But you can call or text 704-570-1110. And the text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Now, the thing about Joy Reid that I was telling you, Joy Reid used to work for MSNBC. She's a lunatic. She's always said outlandish things. She is, in my opinion, she's a racist. She's an anti-Semite, and she is homophobic, judging from some of the things that she has done in the past. Tweets and that sort of thing. But she is, you know, she's gone off the deep end lately. And I said this last time we talked about her. She needs friends and family to step up and get her to the hospital. She really does. She need to go to the hospital. She has said from the beginning, when President Trump got shot in the ear, an inch away from being killed, she says she didn't believe. She said that's just the story they're telling us, that he got shot. So now she's even more defiant about that, and she's saying that the whole thing was fake, that President Trump did not get shot. Why have we not seen the medical records? How did he come out? This is what she was saying. How did he come out one day with a giant bandage on his ear, and then the next day he came in as nothing on his ear at all, and his ear is absolutely fine? It's like, well, what are you looking at? Because I don't remember that. I don't remember that he came out, and then all of a sudden he was fine. See, she's hallucinating. I think that she, I wouldn't want her to be around any sharp weapons for her safety and others. I'm telling you, she is nutso is what she is. But there's something that has kind of upset me tonight. And this is no joke. I'm not joking about this. It's something that I saw this afternoon. I was on QCNews.com, and I saw that a guy that I know and have always been very fond of, and I think he's always been fond of me. As a matter of fact, he sent word to me that he had stolen a joke of mine that he uses all the time. It's comedian John Reap. You know, he was on Last Comic Standing. He won that thing. He's from Hickory. He's been on, TV series, and he's a well-known comedian. He made it, as they say, in show business. And I see this story, and it says that Hickory-based comedian John Reap was indicted Friday on several charges related to possession of child pornography. Catawba County jail records show the 53-year-old Reap was arrested following an investigation by Hickory police on one count of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor and three counts of third-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Now, remember, innocent until proven guilty. And I'm not just saying that because I like him. Because if it turns out that he is found guilty of this, or he admits to guilt of this, then I'm going to be toward him the same way I would be anybody else that's guilty of this crime. Which is, you know, not very friendly, to say the least. But just from a personal perspective here, I'm shocked by this. Because he's such a nice guy. He is just one of the coolest guys that you could ever meet. And to even hear these accusations just has blown me away. It really has. I had to read it several times, and I thought, I know that's nothing to joke about. Nobody would ever think that is funny, but is this for real? So, I mean, we're going to obviously keep an eye on it, see how it goes and everything. And I'm not saying anything in his favor when it comes to these charges or anything, because nobody knows. Nobody knows whether he's innocent or guilty or any of it, except for him. But it has to be proven in our justice system. But I'm just telling you how I feel about it. I'm shocked. Completely shocked. You may also know his work from the ad campaign, "That Thing Got a Hemi in It," from the Dodge Hemi engines. And I think it was the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. I think it was the final season of that. He was on several episodes. Like I said, I mean, he's part of that entertainment world. I mean, the article said he was supposed to have a show tonight somewhere. I'm assuming that was canceled. It's kind of hard to go out and do a stand-up routine when you got this kind of stuff weighing on you. Man. Now, I don't know anything about him since, you know, like when he was growing up or any of that kind of stuff. I know a lot of you, you know, if you listen in the Hickory area, you probably grew up with him. You know him from there. So, I don't know. You may know more things than I do. All I know is that it's a huge, huge surprise and shock to me. Let's see. I'm looking at texts that are coming in here, and some of them are just Isaac chatting with some people. So that's nice, Isaac.
I was responding for Jensen.
Yeah, well, Jensen's show is over. I don't know if you realize that. Jensen's show is over. Mr. Winterbull's show is over. All the other shows are over that you work for. This is my time, Isaac.
Would you prefer, you want me to start texting back for you, or?
No, hell no. Don't nobody speak for me. I just point out that, you know, they are so needy on those other shows that they have to have you while you're on my time doing their stuff for them. So needy.
I'm a people person. They had to tap me in for a few of these responses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, we were testing my new equipment here on the remote location during Mr. Winterbull's show today. Or did he not know that?
He knows now.
Oh, I'm going to get you in trouble then.
Thanks, TJ. I appreciate it.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not as cool as I am to work for, I'm sure.
Breaking up. Can't hear it.
Wait, am I really?
No, you're not.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Good deal. All right, so we're going to get to the Rosie O'Donnell thing. I know you're just dying. I know when you got off from work today, you were just like, you know what? I can't wait to hear some stuff about Rosie O'Donnell while I'm trying to crack a few cold ones and relax heading into the weekend. Well, I've got the stuff you need then. But I think you're going to love this, because you're going to love it because Rosie has just opened herself up to a big time, I think, defamation lawsuit. Now, you know, what do I know about it? Well, I just happen to be an amateur unlicensed attorney. That's what I know about it. So we'll get into that and a whole bunch of other stuff with Cleanup Friday coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Hey, it's the green-eyed conservative, green-eyed patriot, the green-eyed man about town. I have green eyes. I don't know if I've mentioned that. They look like those lights in an alien's eyes. You know, we used to go to the video store to rent movies. My wife and I would always look, and if the cover of the movie on the shelf had fluorescent green in it, or neon green, I mean, we would know that that's something about aliens or, you know, sci-fi and all, just to keep moving. We don't like any of those things. We don't like them. Okay, quickly, Isaac, I told you I'd be thinking about another Friday type song that we could throw on just for maybe a verse and a chorus.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hit that one I told you to look up there. Yeah, this is a high energy, talking about getting off from work, getting ready for the nightlife. But he is talking about Detroit. But just make it sound like Charlotte in your head when he's talking about it. All right, here we go. Come on.
South side of Detroit City. I'm working all night on the line. For the black smoke stacks, spin the Cadillac stack. One of them will never be mine.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make it out of the city. Got an American dream, that's true. Want a big red car and a big white house and a blue-eyed girl like you. You can spend all of my money, honey. Nah, 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 you're a badass girl. That's all right. I'm living in a city.
You see, that's fun. That's let's go out and have fun kind of music.
I had my doubts, but I really like that song.
You do really? Okay, cool. Yeah. I bet your parents like it.
I have to ask them about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are y'all talking again?
I told you not to tell people about that.
Okay. So there is a man named Jim Acosta. And Jim Acosta is one of the most arrogant people that has ever been on TV. He was a CNN guy for a long time. I mean, just a self-righteous, just absolute egomaniac. And he got doo-doo canned from CNN, and now he's doing stuff, I guess, like podcasting and that sort of thing. He, a few weeks ago, resurfaced nationally by conducting an interview with an AI chatbot of one of the victims of the, I think the Sandy Hook shooting, maybe. It's one of the school shootings. He conducted an interview with the kid that had been killed, but they made an AI chatbot about it, and he interviewed like it was a real interview, like he was talking to the real person. It was sick, absolutely sick. So now he had Rosie O'Donnell on there, and of course they're railing on President Trump and all of that. Now I'll give her credit. Rosie came out the other day after that school shooting and said it was a MAGA person, a white supremacist or whatever, and then came back when she realized that she had made a fool of herself and that the shooter was not in the least a MAGA person, and she apologized. Okay. Said, I'm sorry, I didn't do my due diligence, is what she said. But now she has just really stepped in it, I believe. So, cut 26, go.
One person standing in the way of us all figuring out why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. We still don't know why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files.
We do know why, Jim. Donald Trump. We all know why.
Yeah.
You have to know why. Why else do you think? He paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein over the time of their friendship. $1 billion. He wrote in his birthday book, here's to all the secrets.
Wonderful secrets. Come on.
If this was an Angela Lansbury murder she wrote, people would be, it's too obvious.
We figured it out.
So obvious that he is guilty of sin. And America, you know, before he brings more troops into Chicago and harasses brown-skinned people, before he breaks more of the Constitution apart, before he starts having people get killed, we have to do something, America.
Yeah. Hmm. And there was a second part to that clip where she went on to say that he is a serial rapist and pedophile. So he paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein to, I guess, keep his name out of it. He's guilty as sin, and he is. I wish we had that second part of that clip. That was the main part where she said that he is a serial rapist and pedophile. That I don't think you can say legally, even if it is about the president of the United States. I'm not sure, but if it is possible to fire a defamation lawsuit right into Rosie's mansion in Ireland or wherever she lives now, I hope he does it tomorrow. Like, call the lawyers in and have them work Saturdays. Get it to her. And she got some kind of, I don't know, looked like a, we used to call it a fever blister. It looked like she had something on her lip that was irritating her. Maybe that's why she seemed even a little more agitated than she normally does. But who is getting Rosie O'Donnell on their show to begin with as a person to lend credible insight into anything? That's how sad and desperate it seems like Jim Acosta is. Almost called him Eric Estrada. Jim Acosta. He said, you know who we need? We need an expert. Rosie. Let's get Rosie O'Donnell. She's an expert on all of this. Let's get her on. God. And again, wouldn't you think, but see, and this is where I always talk about these types of ultra liberals like Rosie O'Donnell, the useful idiots of the communists who run the Democrat Party. Wouldn't you think they don't have any shame, or they're too stupid to realize, hey, I just made a big idiot of myself by jumping on the internet and going viral with information that had no truth to it at all about a school shooter. Let me lay low at least for a couple of weeks because I had to come out and apologize. I got egg on my face. I've eaten crow, whatever, you know, other euphemism you want to say. Let me lay low here. I'm not going to be jumping out in the middle of everything just yet. No, Jim Acosta says, hey, Rosie, you want to come on my podcast? Sure. Let me know what time. I'll be there. And I think maybe it's because she, even though she was wrong about that shooter being MAGA, she probably thinks that she wasn't, she's probably just holding out and going, well, it's probably going to come out that I was right. I mean, that's just, that's how unbelievably egotistical these people are. And it's just mind boggling how they, you know, she would look at that and go, you know what? It's been a couple of days since I've made a fool of myself. Let me get out there and do it again. As a matter of fact, I need to up the ante a little bit. I need to make a fool of myself and defame the president with some information that is not true that I'm going to say is true. Yeah, I'm going to try to get a lawsuit going. That's what I need to try to do. But some of that may be that President Trump has been trolling her so well, you know, saying that he might revoke her citizenship so she can't come back to the country. She's living in Ireland because she had to escape to get away from him when he was elected. Wouldn't that be miserable, though? If you had to sit around all the time and be that unhappy and that aggravated, and it's just, it's sick. I mean, she's got to be just absolutely miserable, wouldn't you think? I would think. But she does it to herself. She makes a fool of herself. Nobody else is making a fool of her. I wonder what's going on in her life that pushes her into doing that. What's she trying to prove? I don't know. Okay, hour one is down, and it is time to go into hour two on the Friday free-for-all. We'll do that coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Oh. Here we go. Hour two. Up in here. 704-570-1110 is the phone number. That's what you do. Call that number if you want to talk. Or if you just want to text in what you got going on. I love those too. The WBT text line is driven by, I'm sorry, is it powered by or driven by? It is both. It's powered and driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Now, I don't understand why we gotta have NFL games in foreign countries. I don't get that. Well, maybe I do. Maybe it's because I know that the NFL is liberal, so liberal. But, you know, they go over there, and I if I were them, I wouldn't want to go to Brazil. Middle of the week, going to Brazil. And now, I know there are beautiful ladies in Brazil, but I mean, I wouldn't want to be going to Brazil or Ireland or any of those foreign countries that they have to go to play in the NFL games now. It's ridiculous. I don't like it. I don't like it. I have something here, since this is the Friday cleanup, a clip that I had earlier in the week that I wanted to play for you, but I never got into the right moment on the show for the right mindset to play this, because there's so much in this that is just indicative of where we are now when we put things in perspective and the level of importance that we put onto certain things. This is a lady who is upset because Starbucks doesn't have her favorite flavor anymore. And she takes us on this emotional ride with her as she tries to maintain her composure. It is cut 30. Go.
I know it's really dumb, but I just went to two different Starbucks.
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get started for you today?
Hi there. Do you guys have the summer berry still?
We don't. I'm sorry, please.
I'm just desperate to find it.
Yeah, everyone is supposed to technically like be out of it by now.
I just had the worst day. I really want my emotional support drink. I got laid off a month ago, but they gave me 30 days notice so that I could keep working, which I really appreciated because I needed the income. But my last day is on Friday, and I'm having to go to work every day this week at a job that I'm already laid off from. I worked at this place for 5 years. It's just a small thing, but I was just going to comfort myself tonight. I don't drink. I'm sober, so I don't, you know, I don't go to the bar when I don't feel good. I go to Starbucks, and it just feels like we should get some warning when something's going to be disappearing, because some of us depend on it. And they were asking me, do you want anything else? They were like, we still have the popping bowl, but we could put it in something else. But I don't want it in something else. I only want it in the summer berry. And so I just told them I didn't want anything, and I drove away. And so now I don't have anything, and I don't know what to do. No, I'm right at Whole Foods, so maybe I'll go into Whole Foods and try to find something.
Man. Now, I know most people are nice. Most people are understanding and sympathetic to certain things. And I know a lot of you are sweet Christian people, and you're saying, okay, well, let's give her a little bit of grace. She's having a hard time. Maybe that was just something that just like was the last straw. And I kind of got with the first time I heard that and I saw it as well. I was watching the video of it. I kind of started drifting that way myself. But then I looked at it another way. First of all, if that happens, right? So let's say that was all on the up and up. She gets there, she breaks down. That's just the one snowflake that caved in the roof for her. You know that old adage, how many snowflakes does it take to cave in the roof? One. Because when that one egg, the final one hits, it comes down. Now, so even if she, you know, she had that going, why, if you're not just looking for attention and you have some other motive, don't have some other motive, why would you video that and put it on social media? If you had that breakdown because they didn't have your coffee, wouldn't you not want that to be in front of as many people as possible? Thousands and thousands and millions of people as it went viral. Wouldn't you try to keep it away from that? Wouldn't you want it to be a private thing, or at least you know, that happens to you. You pick up the phone, you call somebody that loves you, who loves you, like your husband or your mom or best friend or somebody that's going to understand you. I could see that even. You know, everything's going wrong. I lost my job, and the only thing I have to look forward to now is getting this drink that I love, and it makes me feel better, and they don't have it. But, I mean, you heard her. She was crying like a child, and almost like what my parents used to call snubbing, you know, where the kids, they cry so much you can't catch your breath, like that. And not only that, she didn't just video it and put it on social media. She edited it. She went into the edit mode. She watched the video, saw what she was doing on the video, heard herself. She was crying. She was hysterical. She watched it. And in that moment, didn't stop and say, okay, I'm a little out of control here. I'm not posting that. No, she went in and took the time to edit it. She cut and pasted and edited and put together the video. That probably took her a while to do the production work on it and then posted it. So she was proud of it. She was that desperate for people to feel sorry for her. And there are so many things like that today in our culture. So many. Remember, you know, our society has built over the past, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years, the idea that the most valuable thing you can be, the most valued thing about you is when you're a victim. And people strive to be victims now. And it's not only sad and pathetic, it's dangerous to a freedom-loving people, a society and a culture that was built on, you know, individual rugged individualism and bravery and courage and the whole thing. And this is where we are now. I just think that we're going down the wrong road with that. And somebody should tell her, somebody that cares about her should say, hey, look, that's not cool. You shouldn't want to flaunt that type of thing. But then again, what do I know? I'm just a glorified DJ sitting in a dark room in an empty house right now. So, all right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Woo, rocking at the speed of light. Friday nights are always lit up on the WBT. Late, live, and local. So, my friend Minnie, the liberal Caucasian lady, as she described herself, well, no, she said Caucasian and Democrat to the core, which translates to liberal white lady. She said, and this is a little playful text. I like that. She's not calling me a white supremacist yet, and I've been on for almost an hour and a half already. She said, hypothetically, TJ, what if your wife started falling for my people, Democrats? Are you divorcing her? Come on, man, tell us the truth. The truth is, absolutely 100%, I would be divorcing her. Because it would be like, I don't even know who she is. I would say, who are you? You are not the person that I married. So off you go. I'm going to find a good conservative woman to spend the rest of my days with. live out the rest of my life. And, you know, figure the next day when I saw her on, you know, her social media account, she'd have green hair and a septum ring, driving around in a Subaru, yelling, screaming at people, you know, about their business that's none of hers, like how high she or where they keep their thermostat or how much water they're using or whether they're using plastic or not. Oh, no, I couldn't stay with her. Absolutely not. Ooh. No way. But that's a fun question. That is a fun question. Okay, so I told you at the beginning of the show, I'm sorry, I'll say it like broadcasters do, at the top of the show, I told you that I had spent my entire day just basically zonked out now watching liberal women on social media. And I tell you all the time that I believe that one of the biggest, the groups that causes the most problems and the most threat to our way of life in this country are liberal white women, or just women and liberal women in general. But today it just seemed like there was an overload of women on social media, liberal women being smug and acting like they have all the answers and being, you know, just speaking to people and at people in these vile ways, just, you know, trying to say whatever they could say to be the most shocking. You know how they are, the liberal white women. And this is one of them that was not so bad, but she is smug, and she thinks that she's really, really gotten something over on the Republicans and conservatives and Donald Trump. You know, she thinks, oh, we've got a gotcha right here. It's cut 28, Isaac. Go.
Thank you, Kennedy. Thank you, Trump. You just handed the Democrats a wonderful gift because the red states, Florida started, no more vaccine mandates. Well, your supporters are just going to die off if they don't believe in any kind of vaccines. And us here in California and the West states, we're going to give people as much information as we can about vaccines and science.
Okay. Yeah, so the fact that the red states or the conservative leaders don't want to mandate, you know, have a government mandate that people have the COVID vaccination or any of that stuff, then that just means that we're going to die off. And what a gift, she said, what a gift to them. And she said, we'll give them all the information that we can give. So, yeah, that's it. That's all it is information. Yeah, I made those decisions on your own, right? Go get all of those vaccines, all of those boosters, all of the, you know. Yeah. And then there was this lady who thinks that she has just taken over and made the ICE agents cower, that she and her little protesters for the day have conquered the entire Homeland Security agency along with all the ICE agents. Listen to this. Cut 29. Go.
Hey, Chicago, many of you saw that I got arrested blocking a van outside of the ICE processing facility in Broadview, Illinois, a Chicago suburb located at 1930 Beach Street in Broadview, Illinois, this past week. This morning, we had a follow-up action where a number of protesters blocked entrance into the ICE facility. There were so many people that ICE turned around and the police refused to arrest those protesters. This action was scheduled to end at 9 a.m. this morning. It is Friday, September 5th. But now that we know that that works, now that we know that ICE is running scared, they do not want you here. They are located here because it is inconvenient for people from the Chicagoland area to get out here. And because the village of Broadview has 7,900 people, vast majority of them are non-white. ICE is hiding out in this community. They've run out of Chicago. They're running scared here too. We are going to be here past night. It's now 10 a.m. We are going to be here as long as we can be, because now that we know that this works, what's going to stop us? So come on down, come with friends, and hope to see you there. If you can't make it, share, share, share. I'll be here. ICE, get the f- out.
Okay. That is someone who is so blinded by the rhetoric that she's been indoctrinated with her whole life, is she's going to end up getting hurt. You know, and that's sad, a sad aspect of it, because if they, if it does, if it has been going down there the way that she says, and she thinks that ICE is just going to cower and not do anything, come shut them down. Come shut them down. They're afraid. They're afraid of us. They don't want us here. Okay. These, you know, women talking tough and trying to act tough when they don't really, you know, have to face that type of adversity very much, is going to end up badly. They are going to get hurt. Now, I have some other thoughts on this, but we're up against a break here. So let me take the break, and then when we get back, I'll finish my thoughts on this situation, because it's pretty serious. So we'll get to that coming up next. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Or as the kids say, I just simply preach. Preach that you're listening. Big preach to that. So we're talking about this clip of a young woman, a liberal white woman, outside of an ICE detention center in a suburb of Chicago. And she's telling everybody, hey, we've got, they don't want us here. They were trying to hide out here. These ICE agents are scared of us. Come on out. We got them on the run. We're going to be here. Get here. All of that. Talking all tough. Acting like that, you know, these little liberal protesters are going to be able to shut down ICE, a government law enforcement agency. Now, I know I saw in the news the other day that that Antifa, those Antifa cockroaches have come out in some area. I'm not sure. And they were doing their thing. So I don't know if they're going to be part of this in Chicago or not. But here's what needs to happen. First of all, the president, his name's Donald Trump, he should come out and say, listen, if you have family members, you have grown kids or other loved ones that are participating in these Antifa-type riots and protests and getting in the way of ICE agents and all of that, if you have those loved ones out there, you need to warn them that if they remain, the chances of their getting hurt are going to go up astronomically in the next 24 hours. Because we are not standing by and letting this happen again. We will deal with these people who are trying to obstruct justice. We will deal with them by any means that we, any legal means necessary, and by any means of force necessary. And the possibility of your loved one or your adult kid getting injured and or worse are going to be great. Get them out of there if you care about them. And then give them plenty of warnings. And then unleash the, you know, the amount of force that it takes to put the situation down. We can't do another summer of 2020 or, you know, the summer of Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots and all that. We can't do that again. And I don't think Trump would do that again. And the people who organize these things and fund these things, they are all too happy to sit in the back or in their, you know, safe area and organize these things and push the people, the useful idiots on the ground, to go as far as they can go, as far as violence, destruction, all of that. Because they're sitting in the safe zone. But they're putting these people in harm's way. And they're going, it's not going to end well, I'm telling you. Or at least it shouldn't. Because you go back and look at some of the stuff that happened during all those Black Lives Matter riots with Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters and rioters and all of that. And you just stop and go, well, this is America. How is that happening in America? I think that especially the federal law enforcement agencies now are not going to play that. Nor should they. Okay. Another thing big in the news now is the mayor's race in New York. Rohan Mamdani is playing a little game. Because you know he's a weenie. He's a little nerd wimp. He's probably had his drawers pulled up so high over his head growing up so many times that you probably couldn't count them. Not encouraging that type of behavior from kids, but you could just tell that he was a little snot-nosed brat that probably agitated people all the time because he, you know, his parents were rich and he always felt like he didn't have to, you know, go by everybody else's rules. He's probably just a little, you know, turd. Cause that's what he is now. And he's in his 30s. But anyway, he's doing this thing, trying to make himself tough. He's running against Trump in New York. He's a communist. He's an Islamist. He hates any other religion other than his. He doesn't believe that any other religion but his should be allowed, especially Jewish people. He's an anti-Semite. But now he's got, now he's saying he's trying to challenge President Trump to a debate. Now, this is such a little punk move. Because President Trump doesn't have time. He's way above debating little wimp, runt, weak Mamdani. And Mamdani knows that. So the president doesn't accept his challenge of a debate. Then he runs around going, see, he's scared of me. He's scared of me. Like, okay. Whatever. And then if Trump did agree to debate him, then he looks at it like he needs to be focused on running the country, not worried about what our mayoral race in New York is going to be about. He needs to be focused on the American people. You know, Gavin Newsom did that with Ron DeSantis during the Republican primaries last time. But DeSantis debated him and destroyed him in the debate. But, you know, slimy Gavin Newsom was trying to play that same card. So Mom Donnie thinks he's smart. He's running around here. Look at that. It would be like if, let's say there is a high school baseball team. Let's say it's my old high school, Winfield Senior High in Winfield, Louisiana. The Winfield Senior High School baseball team, the coach challenges Aaron Boone, who is the manager of the New York Yankees, to a game. I challenge you to bring the Yankees, or we'll come to you, and you play my high school baseball team in a game. Well, obviously, that's never going to happen. But then they say the head coach of the Winfield Senior High School baseball team says, see, Aaron Boone is scared of me. He's scared of me because he won't bring the Yankees here to play my little high school team. They must not be worth that much anyway if they can't even come down here and beat a high school team. I mean, I'm talking about that's the level that this Mamdani is on as far as professionalism and maturity. He's just a little peeant is what he is. Just a gnat, a fly on the butt of society. Just a pest is what he is. I don't like him. Because I tend to not like racist anti-Semites and communist Islamists. I like people who feel like that things are really everything's not their business to run, you know. Couldn't even bench press 135. He jumped down there to do it, which is fine. When he was trying to prove a point, it would have been fine if he couldn't have bench pressed 135, but jumping down there like he could, that's where he made the mistake. He should have stayed away from it. Just said, yeah, y'all look good, dude. Oh, no. I'm in my good suit. I'm not bench pressing today. But you know why he didn't do that? Because he's stupid. That's why he's stupid. Okay, last segment is coming up, and I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I guarantee you it's going to be fantastic. That's what. So that is coming up next. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Woo. Ramming, jamming on the air everywhere. It is Friday night, peoples. Well, unless you listen to this on the podcast, and it may not be Friday night, it may be any night. I don't know. I can't keep up with all that. I can't keep up with it. So just got the nicest text here from a lady named Monique. She said, thank you so much, TJ, for being here every night. I moved in with my 85-year-old father a few years ago to make his life smoother. I appreciate you so much for just being here. You keep me informed and grounded and laughing. Much love, Monique. P.S. Go Bills. LOL. So that means that she's not from the city. She's from upstate, I'm guessing. You know, with New York people, you have to establish it. You know, you can't assume that everybody from New York is from New York City. They'll tell you quickly, oh, I'm not from the city. I'm from upstate. Just like when people find out I'm from Louisiana, they assume New Orleans, and I'll say, I'm not from New Orleans. Hell no, I'm not from New Orleans. But I like the Bills. I do. I like the Bills. Not my favorite team, but I do like them a lot. And I like that Josh Allen, not just because he's so good, but he's also so handsome, y'all. He is a handsome boy. Josh Allen. So there is a pretty interesting story that we're going to, I think, probably be the last story for the night, but it'll be one that you'll talk about for a while. There's a 21-year-old woman in Florida named Alexandra Dominguez. Alexandra Dominguez. She's just been convicted of two counts of domestic battery. One by strangulation after a violent dispute that began over a missing PlayStation game. The case must have been pretty convincing because the jury was only out 20 minutes. Here's what she did. There was an incident back in April when Alexandra freaked out over a missing PlayStation game, and her victims were members of her family. She shoved her mom to the ground and placed her hands around her neck, trying to choke her. Then her younger brother tried to break it up. She turned on him, and according to the story here, quote, grabbed his groin and was squeezing and then striking him multiple times. Both victims suffered visible injuries, but they're okay. She's facing up to 5 years in prison. Okay. She must be a holy terror, as they say. You know why? Because her mama pressed charges against her and wants her to go to prison, wants her to go to penitentiary. Now, I'm not going to say I haven't ever gotten mad at my mama and thrown her to the ground and tried to choke her. I'm not saying I haven't done that. As a matter of fact, when we went back to Louisiana to visit last summer, my mom started getting a little mouthy. I had to deal with it. I'm just kidding. Obviously, I'm just kidding. But yeah, in most of these cases, when you have an unruly psycho kid like this, and she's an adult, but I mean the offspring. Even the people in her family who are victims of her, but might say she's got to learn her lesson. But usually it's not the mom. The mama will usually say, look, I'm not pressing charges. I don't want her to go to jail. I just want her to leave me alone. I just want her to do her own thing. I want her to stop terrorizing me, all of that. But I don't want to send her to the penitentiary. This one, because you know they had to tell her mama, look, if you press charges, if you and your son press charges against your daughter, she's got a chance of going to prison for 5 years. And the mom had to go, okay, well, I'm good with that. Whoa. Now, young Isaac, are you there?
I'm right here.
All right. Knowing how terrible this assault was and all of that, what I have told you about this young woman, she's 21, she's from Florida, and her name is Alexandra Dominguez.
Yep.
Do you picture her to be A, attractive, B, unattractive, C, very attractive, or D, very unattractive?
I'm going to go ahead and knock out A and B. She's definitely a lot of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call me crazy, but I'm going with very attractive.
You would be right.
Yes, sir.
And you know why that fits the profile, I think? Because she is so attractive that she's been able to act like that her entire life. And nobody has done anything serious to stop her or to keep her from doing it again. She walks through life with this mentality of, yeah, I know I'm mean and I can do this and do that because I'm good looking. And people give good looking people a pass sometimes for that type of behavior. That's true. Now, would you rather have a normal acting woman who is very unattractive, or a crazy one like this who's very attractive? Isaac?
I really got to put me on the spot with this one. But I, you know, you just can't do the crazy long term. I'm going with a very unattractive normal human being.
Good. Good. And that's really saying something for a fella your age.
I've came a long way under the tutelage of TJ Ritchie.
Yeah, because every hot, crazy girl you see, you know, somewhere there's a guy that has gotten sick of her crap. It's always the case. Because, you know, you can't deal with crazy. That well runs dry pretty quickly. But, and she's only 21. So here she is. She's 21. Probably going to go to penitentiary because she beat up her mom and squeezed and tried to mutilate her brother's privates. First of all, is that disturbing?
Yes.
That you would be in any type of skirmish with your sibling and then even want to touch their private area? My brother and I used to fight a little bit. He's a lot older than I am, but I never wanted to grab him there and just squeeze. I didn't want to touch that part of him. That's weird. But then again, she's crazy, obviously, so who knows? So you see, you get the whole, what do they say? The whole world in 2 hours here I bring to you. You know, the latest, most important political issues and the issues that shape our time. And then you get a story about a girl going to prison because she tried to choke her mom and squeeze her brother's private parts, trying to maim him because she was mad about a PlayStation game. Whoa. You know, I would be so entertained by this show if I were just a listener. Because I don't even really pay attention to what I'm saying. You know, I just start saying it. But if I could really sit down and listen to me, I think I would entertain me to the highest level. Okay, so here we are wrapping up a week and monumental show, my first show from my home studio. And I got to be honest with you, I like it. I'm not wearing pants or anything. It's awesome. But it's not going to be an every night thing, so don't freak out. All right, I hope you have a great weekend.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.